Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 70, My Salvation Comes From Me, there are some things in this lesson that might be a little overwhelming. I mean, even to think about the idea that salvation is up to you, not only for yourself, but for the world. And if you can't seem to solve a problem that's facing you right now, you might wonder how could salvation possibly be up to you, for yourself or for the world. But let's think of this example. There was a time that I was walking through my living room, and there was a spot in the carpet. And this spot looked so awful. It looked like the kind of spot that you could not get out of the carpet. And I showed it to some of my classmates in the room there, and we all decided this was a very real problem and that I would go about trying to fix this problem. This sounds simple enough, but it's a great example of what we're talking about here. I grabbed my nearest carpet cleaner, the one I found to be so strong and capable, and I started to work on removing this spot. And I scrubbed and I scrubbed, and not a thing happened. This spot did not go away. It did not even begin to fade. And I was stumped. I could not figure out why, if this spot was so fresh, why this carpet cleaner was not even attempting to budge the problem. When I finally realized I did not know the answer, the first thing that I did, which I always do, is I turned to God. And I just simply got up and I walked away for a few moments and I said, "What is it you would like me to know?" I don't really say, "How do I solve my problem?" I just turn my full attention to God. And I leave a wide open space so that something could be revealed to me that would help me in my situation. And what I heard were these words, "Move the plant." And I thought, what does that mean? Move the plant. I'm working on this carpet stain. What does that mean? And so I turned around and I noticed there was a house plant sitting next to the spot. And I went over, I moved the plant, because one thing I have learned is to follow the voice, follow the thought, the strong, peaceful, compelling thought that occurs to you. And as I moved the plant, the spot moved. It was indeed a shadow coming from the house plant because there was a beaming light over the top of the plant casting a shadow onto the carpet. You see, the moral of this example is that we never know what our problems really are, and therefore we do not really know the answer. And I would say this is true in whatever you are facing right now. Simply let it go. Turn to God. Place all your focus there. And simply ask what he would have you know. Go to the light in you, past the clouds, past the problems. Let them be just for this moment and go straight into the light. And by doing this, this is where we receive the answer that will help us. We think we must come up with the answer, but the reason we turn inward to get the answer is because the answer we receive will not be the answer we are looking for, and yet it will be the answer that will correct our problem. You see, divine wisdom is a very amazing thing, and we can learn to rely on it fully so that we can maintain our peace. You can be certain that salvation comes from you because this divine wisdom dwells within you. And realizing this, you will be happy.